You're listening to a Trainumentary commentary track. On this episode, Dr. Billy Taylor talks Ellington and Coltrane on the classic In a Sentimental Mood.
It's really amazing to hear Duke Ellington and Coltrane again. It seems to me that Ellington thought quite a bit about what he was going to play on this and to set it up for somebody playing one of his most familiar themes. It's amazing. I mean, I can't imagine what he was thinking about, you know, to go in this direction. It's wonderful how a master musician can really come up with something that is so far away from what he normally does that you realize why he's a master musician. I mean, because Duke played with all kinds of people. I was on a concert and he played with Earl Hines, and the two of them did something very special. This is that same kind of mismatch, if you will. Here's a guy who really loves to play ballads and has worked very hard to get his own thing on that. And I think that's what attracted Duke to want to do this particular thing, because his own thing is different from any other tenor that Ellington ever had. I guess it's hard for any saxophone player who is has studied as much and has played as much as John has done or had done at this time. What do you do behind something that Johnny Hodges played? And you knew him very well, and that's what he did. He just... Duke Ellington had a desire to play with young lions. I mean, he had Mingus, he had many other people that one would think, well, I don't think he would get along too well with that guy, you know? And yet, Duke sought them out. He wanted to see what he had to do, what he had to say in the context that they would provide. And like what he's doing right now, this sounds quite unlike most of the things that he would do on the piano, and it's obviously Ellington, you know, at its best, but it's different, and decidedly so, because that's what Duke wanted and what John wanted. This is Dr. Billy Taylor saying goodbye and thanks again for listening to the Trainumentary. Peace and love.